B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn brachas daf lamed tes. We're going to start on the last line of daf lamed ches amud beis. Says the Gemara, Omar le Rabbi Yirmiya le Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan heicha mevorich al zayis meliach. We saw in a previous Gemara, towards the end of daf lamed ches amud beis, that Rabbi Yochanan would eat a salted olive, and we said that salted olive has the same halacha as shaluk, as a cooked one. He would make a bracha beforehand and a bracha achreina afterwards. So Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira, how could Rabbi Yochanan make a bracha achreina when eating this olive, kiven de shokli legarine, since he had to take out the pit, the stone inside the olive, botzar le shiura, the olive is now smaller than a kezayis, than an olive. And in order to make a bracha achreina, you have to have eaten the size of an olive. Here, it's missing. How could he make a bracha achreina? Omar lei, Rabbi Zeira answered back, Mi savras kezayis gadol ba'inon. In order to make a bracha achreina, who said that you need to have a big zayis? Kezayis beinoni ba'inon. An average zayis is enough. V'ho'ika, and he had that size. V'ha'hu da'ayis lekamed Rabbi Yochanan, zayis gadol hava. The olive that came to Rabbi Yochanan was a very big one. Even though he took out the pit from the middle of it, he still had the size of an average olive, and therefore he could make a bracha achreina. Titnan, because we learnt in the Mishnah, zayis she'omru, the zayis that we need, the size of an olive that we need in order to make a bracha achreina, lo'i cotton, not a small one, lo'i godil, not a big one, elo beinoni, an average one, v'zehu aguri. It's called an aguri. Va'omer Bavo, loy aguri shmoy. Rabavo explained that the name of this olive is not really aguri. Elo avruti shmoy. It was called avruti. Va'omri lo samrusi shmoy. Others say it was called samrusi. Ve'lomo nikro shmoy aguri. Why does the Mishnah call it aguri? Sheshamnoi ogur b'toichei. Because the oil of this olive is gathered inside it, and therefore it's called an ogur. And some of Farashim say that when we're talking here about large, small and average, it's talking about the different stages of development and ripening of the olive. That Beinoni is the stage of the olive where the oil is already gathered inside it. Others say it's a different type of olive, and either way, it's a medium size, and therefore it's enough to make a bracha achrein on this size. Continues the Gemara. Now we're going back to the sugya of shlokis. On the flamet ches, on the base, we saw a long sugya, what the bracha is when a vegetable is cooked. Does it retain its initial ha'adama, or does it lose the ha'adama and become shahakil? Says the Gemara, neime ketanoi, it seems that it's a machlekes tanoim. Dehanu trei talmidei, dehavayos v'kameide bar kapora. There were two talmidim that were sitting in front of bar kapora. Heviu lefonov, they brought in front of these talmidim kruv, and this is talking about a cooked kruv, cabbage, v'durmaskin, and a cooked durmaskin, upargios. Pargios is a type of bird that's clearly shahakil. So they had now in front of them two cooked vegetables and some chicken or whatever this bird was. Nosan bar kapora roshus le'echod men levorich. Bar kapora, who was the Rebbe, he gave permission to one of these two talmidim that he should be moitzi the others with the bracha. And now he had to choose. Was he going to make a bracha on the bird, on the pargios, or was he going to make a bracha on one of the shlokis? Kofatz ubirich ala pargios. This talmid hastened to make a bracha on the pargios, on the bird, and with that he was moitzi the bracha of the kruv and durmuskin that were shaluk. Ligleg olov chaveroi, his friend mocked him, as if to say you did the wrong thing, you made the bracha on the wrong food item. Koas bar kapora. Bar kapora was annoyed. Omar, and he explained, I'm not annoyed at the talmid who made the bracha and chose to make the bracha on the bird rather than on the cooked vegetables. Elo al malagleg anikoyis. I'm annoyed at the Talmid that mocked him. Im chaveircha doimek mishele toam tam bosor me'olam. Your friend, I understand, he made a bracha on the paragiyos because for him it was very, very appealing. It's as if he's never eaten a meat in his life, and therefore he was allowed to make a bracha, or supposed to make a bracha, on the paragiyos since it was the most choviv. Ata almali liglag tolov. Why did you mock him? Chozar v'omar. Afterwards he said as follows. Loi alam laglig anikois. I'm not annoyed at the Talmud who mocked him. Elo alam avorich anikois. I'm annoyed at the one that made the brach on the paragiyos. V'omar. What was he annoyed about? He said, im chochma ein kan. If you don't think that I, your Rebbe, am wise, zikna ein kan. Am I not elder? Am I not older than you? The fact that I'm older than you is already a good enough reason that you should have asked me what to make the bracha on. And the very fact that you just jumped and hastily made the bracha on the paragiyos, that was a pegam in the respect due to me. Tana, we learned that ushneim lo yehutzi ushnoson. Both of these talmidim did not survive to the end of the year, because they. There was a show of disrespect to their Rebbe, either by not asking him what bracha to make, or by paskining a halacha in front of your Rebbe, or by mocking your friend in front of your Rebbe, and that lacks respect to your Rebbe. The Mefarshim offer all these options, but either way, they both didn't survive the year. Now let's try and understand what were the two Talmidim arguing about. The one that one of them made the bracha on the paragiyos, and the other one mocked him because the other one obviously felt he should have made the bracha on the shlokos. Let's understand what they were arguing about. My love, b'hokem ifligi. We can assume that they were arguing as follows. The mevorich sovar, the one that made the bracha on the paragiyos, he assumed shlokos uparagiyos shakil niyabedvori. The shlokos are shakil. Cooked vegetables, lose their adom and become shakil. The paragiyos, the birds, of course, is shakil. Hilka choviv odif. And we know that when you've got two items where the brocha is the same, the one that appeals to you most is the one you make the brocha on. Umlagleg, the friend that mocked him, sovar, he held shlokos boir pri adoma. He held that the brocha of cooked vegetables stays her adoma. Paragiyos shakil niya bedvori. The paragiyos are definitely shakil niya bedvori. Hilkoch peira odif. Since the bracha of ho'etzon ha'adomo is more choshuv than the bracha of shakil, therefore he should have made the bracha of ha'adomo and not the bracha of shakil first. So you see here that the two Talmidim seem to be arguing whether the bracha of shlokos is ha'adomo or shakil. And the Gemara calls this a machlokes tanoim, lemeke tanoi, which is arguing in the same machlokes that we saw before in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. And the Mefarshim ask that Bar Kapara and his Talmidim don't seem to be Tanoim. Why is it called Lemeke Tanoi? Others say that even though they lived a little bit later, they still had the status of Tanoim. Says the Gemara Loi, we don't have to assume that that's what they were arguing about. It could be that both of them assumed that the shlokos have the same bracha as the paragiyos and it's shakil. What were they arguing about? Mar sovar choviv odif. The one that made the bracha on the paragiyos, he said, since this appeals to me more, choviv is the bracha to make. Marasova kruv odif, and the one that mocked him said, you should have made a bracha on the kruv. Why? The zayin. Since it provides sustenance for the person, and therefore it's better to make a bracha on the kruv than on the paragiyos. Continues the Gemara. Omar abzeira ki havinon bei Rav Huna. When we were by Rav Huna, Omar lon, hana garlidi delifta. These turnip heads, porminhu, primo rapo. If you cut them into big slices, big pieces, boire pri adomo, then the bracha stays boire pri adomo. Primo zuta, if you chop them into little slices, into little cubes, shahakil niya bidvori, then it's not the intent of having planted these turnips to cut them so small, and therefore they lose their adomo and they become ho'etz. V'chiyoson lebir of Yehuda, when they came to Rav Yehuda, Omar lon, he said, Idi v'idi boir pri adoma. Even if you cut them very small, the bracha is still boir pri adoma. V'haid p'raminhu tfei. The reason you cut them so small, kihecha denamtik Tame, it was a positive change. You wanted to sweeten their taste, and therefore they do not lose their ha'adoma. Continues the Gemara. Omer Vashi, ki havinon b'Rav Kahana. When we were by Rav Kahana, Omer Lon, he said to us as follows. Tavshila de salka, the cooked dish of beet. Delay mafshalu kimcha, that they do not put a lot of flour into it. B'Rav Pri Adoma, the bracha is b'Rav Pri Adoma, which is the bracha of silka. De lifta, if it's a tavshil of lifta, it's cooked lifta. De mafshalu kimcha, that they would put a lot of flour into it. Kimcha tvei, a lot of flour. Boire mine mazoines, the bracha is boire mine mazoines. V'hoda Omar, afterwards he changed his mind and he said, idi v'idi boire priadoma. Both, whether you put a lot of flour or a little bit of flour into the vegetables, the bracha is ha'adoma. V'hai d'shodi be kimcha, the reason you put the flour in, v'hai d'shodi be kimcha tvei, the reason you put a lot of flour in, the dvuke ba'alma, is just that the mixture should stick. Of Dilah, he put it in there, and since it's not in order to be mazin, in order to satisfy him, to have a meal with something with flour, it's just in order to stick, therefore the main bracha is still ha'adoma. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, Tavshil shel Tardin, a dish of Tardin, Yofa lelev, it's good for the heart, V'toiv le'inayim, it's good for the eyesight, V'kolshkin, and certainly lebnei me'ayim, it's good for the digestive system. Omar Abaye, V'hu de Yosef Abay Tfi, this is assuming that this dish was cooked on the stove, to the extent V'ovid tuch tuch, it was so well cooked that it started, you could hear this tuch 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 sound coming from the cooked taradin. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Papa, Pshitili, it was clear to me that Maya de Silka, the soup of Silka, the water in which the Silka was cooked, Kasilka has the same bracha as the silka, and you make ha'adoma on it. Umayya de lifta, and the soup of lifta, kalifta has the same bracha as lifta. Umayya de kulhu shloki, kakulhu shloki. The soup of all cooked vegetables has the same bracha as the vegetables, it's ha'adoma. Boya Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked, Maya de shivsa mai. The water of shivsa, what bracha do you make on it? What was his question? Limetuke taima ovdi. Is the reason that they put the shifsa into the water in order to give the taste of the shifsa into the water, in which case it has the same halacha as all the other soups of the vegetables? Or could it be that the shifsa is put into this water just in order to take away the bad smell from the water, but not in order to give its own taste into the water? And then it would be shahakil and not to adoma. Toshma, we're going to try and bring a proof. Hasheves mishanit not tam bekadera. This is talking about truma. If the sheves is put into a pot of water, from the time that it gives of its own taste into the water, ein bo mishum truma, the sheves itself loses the status of a vegetable and is no longer called truma. Ve'eino metamis tumas oichlin, it's not no longer called a food item. It's just called like a wood. Eitz ba'alma, and therefore it does not have the halachas of tumas oichlim. Shma mino, you see from the fact that the term used is mishanitno tam bekadera, you see that limetukei taima of delay, that this sheves is put into water in order to give the water the taste, shma mino, and therefore the water has the same halacha as this shivsa. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabchia bar Ashi. Pas tsnuma, a hard, dry piece of bread, bekairo that was soaked in a bowl. Mevorachin ole hamoitzi, the broch on it is still hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Upliga de Rabchia. Rabchia argued with Rabchia bar Ashi. Domer Rabchia, tzorich shetichle brocho im hapas. To make hamoitzi, the right way of doing it is that the loaf should stay whole until you end the bracha. That means you should cut the loaf whilst you're making the bracha, so that the loaf is completely cut only when you reach the end of the bracha. And since this is a piece, it's not a loaf anymore, it's being soaked in water, it's just a slice of bread, and therefore it's inappropriate to make hamoitzi on it. Maski Florova, Rava asked a question. Maishnot snumo deloy, what's the difference that this dry and hard piece of bread, you don't want to make hamoitzi on it. Mishum dechikalia brocha aprusa kokalia, because by the time you come to the end of the bracha, or whilst you're coming to the end of the bracha, it's not a whole loaf anymore. Ala pas nami, take a regular loaf. Kiko gomro aprusa gomro. You start cutting it when you make the bracha, and the time you get to the end of the bracha, it's also not a whole loaf anymore. Whenever you cut a loaf, it's not a whole loaf by the time you get to the end of the bracha. So what's the difference? At what point it wasn't a loaf anymore? Whether it was a slice right from the beginning, or whether it was sliced while you're making the bracha. Bottom line, when you finish the bracha, it's not whole anymore. So why should you? Can you make a bracha on every other loaf and not on this slice? Elo Amar Rava. Rava says not like Reb Chiya. You don't make a bracha while you're slicing. Mevorech. You first make the bracha v'achar kach boitzer, and then you cut only when you finish the bracha. So when you have a whole loaf, then the hamoitzi is said on a whole loaf, and only afterwards you cut it. If you have a slice, like the tznuma, then when you're making the bracha, it's not even whole anymore, and therefore there's reason not to make hamoitzi there. Continues the Gemara, Narodoi of the Reb Chiya. In Narodoi, they would do like Reb Chiya, they would cut the bread whilst making the bracha. Rabbonon of the Karova, the Rabbonon would do what Rava said, they would only start cutting after they finished making the bracha. Omer Avina, Omro Li'aim, my mother told me, Avucha Ovid Kerabchia, your father, he passed away when you were very young, so you don't remember. But I'm telling you that your father used to do like Rabchia. The Omer Rabchia, Tzarech Shatichle Brocha Imapas, that you should cut the bread whilst you're making the Brocha, and that way, the time you get to the end of the Brocha, you have a cut piece of bread. Rabbonon of the Karova, the Rabbonon nonetheless did like Rava. V'hilchas adaloch is Karova, the Omar Mevorech, you first make the bracha, and only afterwards, v'achar kach b'tzea, you cut the bread. Continues the Gemara. Itmar, hiviu lifneim ptitin ushleimin. This is going to be a sugya of sholim versus choshuv. You've got ptitin, a piece, it's not a sholim, but it might be a big piece, a choshuva piece, versus shleimim, a whole loaf, but a small loaf. Which one do you make a bracha on? Omer avhuna mevorech ala ptitin upoiter et ha-shleimin. It's preferable to make a bracha on the more choshuva piece, the bigger pieces, rather than on the whole piece, which is smaller. The Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Rav Yechanan argues with Rav Huna and says, Shleima mitzvah min amuvchor, it's preferable to make a bracha on the whole loaf rather than on the slice. Aval prusa shel chitin ushleima shel tzoirim, the Gemara says that in the event that the slice, however big it is chitin, is wheat, and the whole loaf is tzoirim, it's made of flour of barley, then since wheat is superior over barley, divrei hakol mevorech ala prusa shel chitin upoiter es hashleimo shel soirin. Everybody agrees one should make the bracha on the bread made of wheat, and even though it's only a slice, rather than on the barley, even though it's a whole loaf. Says the Gemara, Omer b'yirmi ba'aba, ketanoi. This seems to be a machloikas tanoim. Toirmin botzil koton sholim avaloi chetzi botzil godol. With truma there's a halacha that one should give the truma from the most preferable part of the crop that he's taking truma from. So if somebody's got a crop of onions, he has to give truma. Tanakama holds that it's rather that he takes a whole onion, even though it's smaller, rather than giving truma from a part of an onion, even though it's much bigger. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loy ki elo chetzi botzil godul. He should rather take truma from the half an onion, providing that it's bigger. So you see that the same machlokes we saw of Huna and Rabbi Yechanan, we see here in the Braisa. My love, b'hokam iflegi, we can assume that they're arguing as follows. The marosovar choshiv odif. One holds that the more significant one is the preferable one, and the one that takes precedence with truma. And then the same would be with the bracha, that one would rather use the bigger piece to make hamoitzi rather than the loaf, or marasova sholim odif. And the other mandoma holds that a whole loaf, a whole onion, takes precedence over a bigger piece, but it's not whole. Says the Gemara, heichad ikka koyin, in the event that there's a koyin here ready to take the truma, kule alma le pligi de choshuv odif. Everyone would agree that one should give the more significant one, the bigger one, to the koyin. Ki pligi, where they're arguing, dileka koyin. In the event that there's no koyin available now, ditnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, kol mokim shiesh koyin, toira min hayofa. If there's a koyin here, give him the best one you can. V'chol mokim she'ein koyin, in the event there's no koyin available, toira min hameskayim. You should take the truma from the thing that's going to last the longest, because we want it to last long enough that if a koyin arrives, we'll be able to give it to the koyin before it gets moldy and goes off. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein toirim elo min hayofa. So Rabbi Yehuda says that even if a koyin is not here, you should give the truma from the nicest one, which means the bigger piece, even though it's not whole. And the Tanna Kamma argued and said that since we want it to last longest, even though it's more choshuv to give the bigger piece, even though it's not whole, but the whole one will last longer, it will get ruined much later, and therefore rather take truma from a whole onion in order that it should not get ruined before the kohen comes, even though it's less chashuv. And says the Gemara, Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'yirei shemayim yoytzei dei shneim. A yirei shemayim, someone who has a fear of Hashem and wants to be yoytzei as many opinions as possible, he makes the brach on both. Both the bigger piece, which is not whole, and the whole one, even though it's smaller. Umanu, who is this Yirei Shemayim that was makbid to do this? Mar Berei Deravina. The Mar Berei Deravina, Maniach Prusa Boteicha Shleima, he would hold together the big piece and the small loaf, Ubeitzea, and he would make the bracha on both, and he would like take from the bigger piece, but it would look as if he's taking from both pieces, and that way he's made the bracha whilst holding both pieces. Tony Kamedu of Nachman by Yitzchok, Maniach Prusa B'toicha Shleima, he holds together the big piece and the small but whole loaf, Ubeitzea Umavarich, and he cuts and he makes a bracha on the two together. Omar Le Mashimcha, what's your name? Omar Le Salman, my name is Salman. Omar Le said to him, Sholim Ato, peace you are, V'shalma Mishnoscha, and your teaching is peace, it brings harmony between the Talmidim, Shesamta Sholim Bein HaTalmidim. Because of you, there was a machlekas in the Gemara whether one should make the bracha on the smaller loaf or on the bigger piece, and you had an idea how you can do both together, bringing harmony between both opinions, and therefore your name, Salman, is very appropriate to you. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Papa Hakel Moedim bePesach. Everybody agrees that on Seder night, Shemaniach Prusa B'Teich Shleima B'Yitzea, that when you make the bracha, you should also be holding the piece, not only the whole matzah. Maitam Lechem Oiniksiv. Since there's a special inyan on Leil Pesach to make a bracha on Lechem Oini, the bread of affliction, and poor people are used to having just a slice, not a whole loaf, and therefore there's one reason to make the bracha on the slice, not only holding the whole matzah. Continues the Gemara, Omer Abba, U'b'Shabbos Chayiv Odom Levatzeh Al Shtei Kikreis. On Shabbos a person should make his Lechem Mishnah on two loaves, on two whole chalois. Maitam Lechem Mishnah Ksiv, because it says in the Pasuk Lechem Mishnah, they want to have a double Lechem, each Lechem both being whole. Continues the Gemara, Omer Vashi, Chazino Leila Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, Denoki Tarti, Uboitzea Choda. He would make the bracha holding two, but when he would cut the challah, or the bread, he would cut just one of them. Continues the Gemara, Rav Zeira have a botza akula shirusa. When Rav Zeira on Shabbos would cut the challah, he would cut a big chunk, everything he intended to eat, that whole meal, he would take as his first piece. Omale Ravina Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, it's inappropriate to do that. It looks like he's going to be overeating, as if he's like starving away. It's Rav Sanus. It's inappropriate to do that. Omar Loi, lo. Kiven de kol yoyma loika ovetochi. Every other day of the week he wouldn't do that. He would humbly take a small piece of bread and that's what he would eat. Vo'itna, but because it's Shabbos, he was ka'ovit, and he did this just for covered Shabbos to show the chashivos of the Suda's Shabbos, lo mischazik Rav Sanuso, it does not look as if it's inappropriate. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi ki hava misrami lehurifta de iruva. Rashi says that we're talking about iruvei chatzeros. In order for the different people who are all living in one chotza, where they all have a shared yard, in order to be able to carry in that yard on Shabbos, they have to have a piece of bread that's associated to all of them in any one of the homes. So, and they would make turns every week, the bread would be in a different home. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi, when the bread of the Eruv would come to them, would be in their chotza, mevorchin olei amoitzi lechem in haoretz, then they would make the Eruv on Friday, and once Shabbos comes in, the next day on Shabbos, they would then make the bracha of Hamoitzi Lechem in Haaretz and use it for Lechem Mishnah for their Suda. Omrin, they would say, Hoil vis avid ba mitzvah chodah, since this bread was once used already the first time to do a mitzvah of Eruv, nevid be mitzvah achriti, let's do another mitzvah with it. There's a mitzvah of making a bracha on it, there's a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah if it was on Shabbos, and therefore they would use that same bread to make a hamoitzi on it. And Yemir Tzeshem next year will carry on Daf Mem Omed Aleph.